So about a week ago, I released a video called The Reptile Tier List, which was overall very well received. It got more views than any other video that I released this year, with the exception of the worm tier list, which was kind of a sleeper hit. This surprised me because, to be totally honest, I kind of thought the reptile tier list was gonna bomb. After all, it is a compilation video. It's a fusion of my snake tier list, my lizard tier list, my turtle tier list, and a few bits and pieces of other videos that I've done in the past. There wasn't all that much new information or new edits or new footage in it. Although I did do a few new things. I did re-record some of the old stuff. I did add a new intro and a new outro. And I redid some of the visuals for some of the old things too. But yeah, in general, it was a lot of recycled content, which I expected to get some pushback on. And I did get a few comments here and there seeming a little bit annoyed that they'd seen some of the stuff before, but broadly, that was not an issue at all. It seemed like people didn't really care. A lot of people hadn't seen it before. And the number one comment instead was that I should have included birds. Patrick, you forgot the birds. Where are the birds? Don't you know that birds are reptiles? They should be in this video. Should birds have been in the reptile tier list? Today, I'm going to discuss and analyze some of the arguments that I saw in favor of including them, and then explain why I decided to ultimately omit them from that video. So, first and most importantly, yes, birds are descended from reptilian ancestors. This is an undisputed fact according to current research. No, what I'm getting at is that the question of whether or not the two statements, birds are reptiles and birds descended from reptiles, are the same thing, depends a lot on your priorities as a communicator, and is kind of up to interpretation. If you think that, yes, those statements are functionally identical, that's a totally fine opinion to have. But I would hope that you will at least acknowledge that that is an opinion, and it reflects you prioritizing particular things about cladistics over the common definition of the word reptile. So what do I mean by this? Well, the common definition of the word reptile is the one that I used in the video. Cold-blooded, scaly critters that hatch from eggs. This definition applies to lizards, snakes, turtles, and crocodilians. And the tuatara, which technically isn't a lizard according to the scientific definition, but we're not gonna get sidetracked with that right now, okay? Now, I don't just default to the Wikipedia version of things, but I will point out that the Wikipedia page for reptile also uses this definition. So why are so many people arguing to include them? Well, taxonomists tend to group things according to their most recent common ancestor. The creatures which descend from a single common ancestor form what is called a monophyletic clade. And if we look at the most recent common ancestor for snakes, lizards, turtles, and crocs, we'd see that that ancestor's descendants evolved into more than just those few groups. You'd also need to include a bunch of extinct creatures. The dinosaurs, the pterosaurs, the cuniosaurs, the plesiosaurs, the ichthyosaurs, and a few more, plus one extant group of creatures, the descendants of the theropod dinosaurs, the birds. So why is there such a disparity between the common and scientific definition of the word reptile? Well, there are a lot of different ways you could approach that question, but I'll start with this. The field of study of evolutionary biology has only existed for a small fraction of the time that the English language has. I mean, it's only been like 200 years or so since Charles Darwin kicked it off. Reptile is a word of French origin that basically just means critter that crawls on its belly. And you can find examples in the historical record of its usage in English all the way back in like the 13 or 1400s AD, and even earlier than that in French. In contrast, the idea that birds descended from dinosaurs didn't really become mainstream until Jurassic Park popularized the idea in the 90s. It takes time for new scientific concepts to become embedded within a culture's language. Reptile, as a term, used to also apply to things like salamanders and frogs, in keeping with the concept of critters that crawl on their bellies. But I could also approach the question another way and point out that people generally don't operate like that. Like, grouping things together based on their common ancestor is not how most people think of categories. Most people default to a more practical, pragmatic system of categorization, which is just grouping things based on similar features and traits. Scientists refer to this as grouping things by grade rather than by clade. And for the purposes of my videos, that's the system that I tend to default to. I don't always use it, but I do tend to prefer it. I'm a big believer in the concept of descriptivism, which means that I most prefer to define words based on whatever the common consensus definition tends to be. This is in contrast to prescriptivism, which is the belief that words mean whatever the authority on the subject has decreed that word means. Now, just because I have that tendency doesn't mean I never make exceptions. For example, I think the descriptivist definition of the term gaslighting has basically become so broad as to be synonymous with deceit, whereas a prescriptivist would use a much more precise and narrow definition of a pattern of pathological lying that is meant to erode someone's self-esteem to such a degree that they no longer trust their own perception. Anyway, that's a topic for another video. Back to reptiles. I think anyone who takes an honest look at the way everyday people use the term reptile would generally agree with me. People usually don't use it to refer to birds. If you go to a zoo and head to their reptile exhibit, you're probably not going to see birds there. If you ask anyone what their favorite reptile is, they're also probably not going to give you a bird for an answer. If someone uses the phrase, "It's too cold for reptiles in the Arctic," I think most people understand that they're not also saying it's too cold for birds in the Arctic. Like, just be honest. If you know what someone means, don't willfully misinterpret them just so that you can then accuse them of spreading misinformation or whatever. This might be hard for some of you to accept, but technically correct is not the best kind of correct. That Futurama episode was funny, but those are not words to live by. I made a video last year titled The Crustacean Tier List, and even though the taxonomical relationship is exactly the same, I didn't get one single comment saying, "Where are the insects? You forgot the insects." Insects are firmly nestled within the pancrustacean clade. They are more closely related to triops than triops are to shrimps. The ancestors of insects were crustaceans, just like how the ancestors of birds were reptiles. Does that mean insects are crustaceans? Well, it depends what you mean by that. I would say no, not really, unless your sole priority is strict adherence to a cladistical definition of the term. Aha, but Tier Zoo, you might say. You're being inconsistent then, because in your video you said,
"During the Mesozoic expansion, reptiles were far and away the most dominant faction in the game, being top tier on land, in the sea, and in the sky."
Which implies that dinosaurs are reptiles. You can't have it both ways. Either birds and dinosaurs are reptiles, or they both are not reptiles. So pick one. And I suppose this is kind of fair depending on your perspective. I personally do not call birds reptiles, but I also don't think there was any like precise point at which they lost their reptile status. Plenty of non-avian dinosaurs were cold-blooded, scaly creatures that fit the colloquial definition of reptile to a T. But there were also non-avian dinosaurs that were feathered and warm-blooded. Dinosaur is also a very broad term. Tyrannosaurus rex is a lot more closely related to modern birds than it is to Stegosaurus. So I think dinosaur as a concept is also more like a grade than it is a clade too. It does literally mean terrible lizard in Latin. Look, ultimately, I am glad that the evolutionary relationship between birds and reptiles is becoming more common knowledge. I can whine all I want about the number of comments that I got, but at the end of the day, I probably should have said something to at least allude to the fact that the relationship between birds and reptiles exists, even if I ultimately wasn't going to include every bird in the reptile tier list. Although, frankly, if I knew this many people wanted them, I probably would have. It would have nearly doubled the runtime of that video, which would have been pretty huge for the bottom line that month because of how AdSense revenue is affected by watch time and view duration. I've never been one to fluff up the runtime of videos just to squeeze out a few extra ad dollars, but I mean, if people are telling me that that's what they wanted, I would be foolish not to include it. Anyway, thank you for watching both my reptile tier list and this video. I wanted Zero Two to just be a complete variety channel, but to be honest, most of the positive feedback that I've gotten is pushing me in the direction of just doing more of the meta YouTube commentary slash creator advice type stuff. So if that's what you're here for, I think you'll be excited about the next video on this channel.